This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Water is getting a lot of attention these days. There's the drought across the West, and questions about whether the water in West Virginia is safe to drink, and a lot of rain and snow pounding the East Coast. All that is part of what David Sedlak studies. He's written a book called Water 4.0, and in it he starts with Water 1.0, really the original urban water system in ancient Rome. Welcome to Marketplace.
Thanks for having me, Lizzie.
Anyone who has been to Rome can see parts of the aqueducts that still exist or can see little bits of what was this incredible project. How important is it for modern civilization to realize what the Romans figured out how to do?
It's crucially important for us to realize what the Romans figured out how to do and what later civilizations and later societies improved upon. Because right now, our water systems are hidden and unknown to many people. So most people turn on the tap or put water down the drain and never think twice about it. But actually, there's a remarkable hidden world bringing water to our homes, treating it before it goes back out into the environment, and providing us with all the water that we could ever want.
What surprised you the most when you were researching and writing this book?
I think what surprised me the most is it seems that every time that a water system reaches a point where the status quo is no longer acceptable, there's a period of decades where people debate how to make the existing system better. And finally, some innovation comes along which allows us to do things in a completely different way. And that revolution happens over a relatively short period, spreads out to the rest of the world, and after a decade or two, people can't even remember the way they used to provide water or treat water or handle water.
You can make the argument that water is the most valuable resource on the planet, and yet when there are great big shortages, like there's a big drought in the U.S. right now, no one seems to be able to agree on how to fix that problem. What did you find in reporting your book about why we get stuck in fighting over these solutions?
We get stuck because providing a new way of doing things takes large investments over long periods of time. When we build a water system, we intend it to work not just for a decade or two decades, but for a century. And so the idea of doing something radically different scares people.
A lot of the battles over water are really localized, right? So people feel the issue in Southern California. Maybe they don't feel it in Michigan or Minnesota. Do you think that hampers the fight to try to get people to pay attention?
Well, water issues are indeed local issues, but Michigan and the Great Lake states and the East Coast are all fighting this battle with too much water. So they're getting larger than expected storms. Those are causing combined sewer overflows and flooding. So they're fighting different water battles, but it's part of the same story about a water infrastructure that's no longer up to the challenges that nature's throwing at it.
The options for changing the way we use water require investment, right? They require capital and money and political will. Make the argument for me that it's worth it in a time where a lot of Americans are unemployed, looking for jobs, and we have a lot of big, expensive choices to make.
Well, you don't appreciate water till it's not there. So these investments in water have to be made with consideration of the economic costs of not having it. And what we're seeing is precisely what many of the climate change models predict. The wet places are going to get wetter and the dry places are going to get drier. We have to start making these investments now, because if we make them hastily when there really is an emergency, it's going to be a lot more expensive to pull it off.
David Sedlak is a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, and the author of Water 4.0. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.
We have the story of what one city did to solve their water issues. It's on our website, marketplace.org.